If you take a walk back through time and return to Chicago in the 1920s, you'd find that flying had gotten the attention of a lot of black men and women. The first black and Native American person to get a pilot's license was a 20-something who, on the advice of a mentor and supporter, saved her money and went to France in 1920. She could learn to fly there. She could not do that here at the time. She received her international pilot's license in 1921, came back to the U.S., and started barnstorming around the country, performing stunts in her plane. One of the roads leading into O'Hare is named in her honor, Bessie Coleman Drive. Coleman was killed in a plane accident in 1926. There were others in Chicago who wanted to fly, and did. Willa Brown, John Robinson, who used his flying skills to help the Ethiopian army when they were invaded by Italy in the late 1930s. Dr. Adam Greens, an associate professor in the Department of Race, Diaspora, and Indigeneity and History at the University of Chicago.
These were individuals who, you know, took up that spirit of aviation as something that showed that you could command the latest technology, expand sort of your sense of freedom by virtue of how you could utilize technology, and kind of raise the ceiling in terms of what African Americans thought was possible.
And Dr. Green says the aviation bug definitely hit the black community in the Windy City.
There were black aviation schools that were based in and around the Chicago area. Black aviators were regularly featured in the African American newspapers, notably the Chicago Defender. And I think they really sort of like indicated the spirit of what people thought was possible for African Americans in terms of an expanded sense of what they could do and what they could be engaged in.
And there were many in the black community who wanted to fly. But Dr. Green says there was another factor that just wasn't going to be ignored.
You see the society reveal itself as incapable of thinking about how to welcome that capacity to master, you know, the most challenging endeavors, and instead say that we're more interested in maintaining a principle of segregation than we are in welcoming this, you know, tremendous human capacity and tremendous human potential in terms of people's gravitation towards those arts.
So, it wasn't until World War II that blacks in aviation would again take a big leap forward.
I mean, all credit goes to the Pursuit Squadron, the Red Tails, the various, you know, men who took part in that work for being able to demonstrate against the odds and against all inclinations within the society what they were capable of.
The first black woman to get a pilot's license in the United States, her name was Willa Brown. She married Cornelius Coffey, the first black man to have not only a pilot's license, but an aircraft mechanics license. The two began a flight school for blacks, and it was located in Oak Lawn. A number of the black pilots who were trained at that school went on to become Tuskegee Airmen. I'm David Jennings, WGN News.